So towards the end of last year, we commenced with the tafsir of Surah An-Nahl, the 16th surah of the Quran al-Kareem, which is at the commencement of the second quarter of the 14th juz. And we had concluded the second ruku. In the second ruku, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had spoken about various things which highlight two things: His oneness and His greatness. So Allah spoke about the water that comes down from the skies. Allah spoke about the drinking water that He provides to us. Allah spoke about how water nourishes the different types of fruits and crops and produce. Then Allah spoke about day and night, and the sun and the moon, and how they all move precisely by the command of Allah, and they work according to an exact system, and they've never been out even by a second, and all of this is for the benefit of mankind. Allah then spoke about the various colors that He has created, and how He has subjugated the seas to man so that our ships can travel, and we can eat fresh meat, and we can take from the other bounties of the ocean, how the mountains have been placed on pegs, as pegs on earth, how the rivers have their benefit. And Allah then asked the question, a rhetorical question, فَمَنْ يَخْلُقُ كَمَنْ لَا يَخْلُقُ, is then he who creates equal to he who creates nothing? أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ, do you not think? Allah then makes reference to His innumerable bounties, and that even though we are not grateful, He is still most forgiving, most merciful. And towards the end of this second ruku, Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَخْلُقُونَ شَيْئًا وَهُمْ يُخْلَقُونَ, those whom they call upon apart from Allah do not create anything, they themselves are created. All these deities that you worship besides Allah, they did not create anything, they are the creation themselves. أَمْوَاتٌ غَيْرُ أَحْيَا, they are dead in whom there is no life. The idols that you worship have been dead from the get-go. Some of the saints that people worship are already dead. And some of those who are alive, whom they presently worship, for example, angels or Isa alayhi salam, they will die at some stage. So in that sense, everyone that is creation is dead. And Allah says, أَيَّنَ يُبْعَثُونَ, they do not know when they shall be raised. They don't know when they will be resurrected, yet you worship them and you don't worship Allah. Now, commencing with the third ruku, verse number 22, following on from these lessons and points that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has highlighted, Allah says, إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ, your deity is one Allah. فَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مُنْكِرَةُ وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ, so those who have no conviction of the life of the after, their hearts do not accept and they are haughty. Allah is saying, I'm giving you so many proofs and evidences that if you listen with an open mind and a clear heart, you won't have to ponder for a long time to come to the realization that there's only one deity worthy of worship, only one being worthy of worship, and that is Allah. His oneness and His greatness and His uniqueness reflect that. But if you're not concerned about your destiny, if you are a person who's not concerned about akhirat and accountability and having to answer for your deeds, then you don't take this seriously and you don't turn your intentions to this. But Allah says, لا جرم, it is a fact, أن الله يعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون, that Allah knows whatever they conceal and whatever they expose. إنه لا يحب المستكبرين, surely He does not like those who are haughty. Yeah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that those who have outward pride and those who have inner pride, those who reject Tawheed because of inner pride, those who become obstacles as a result of outer pride, Allah knows it all, and Allah does not love those who are haughty. Majority of those who do not believe, they don't believe because they don't want to they don't want to humble themselves before the truth. And that is why Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala talks about haughtiness.